Thank you, Mary Jo. This is March the 29th, 2025. This is the informational session on fellowship group voting on the proposed name change. The purpose of this session is we're here to provide information and answer questions about the voting process for the proposed new ACA name, which is Adult Children of Alcoholics and Dysfunctional Families, ACAD. Our goal is to help group contacts share the information with their groups so they can make an informed decision. We're not here to debate specific names or the approved motion. We're here to support groups in the new fellowship group voting process. And for meeting support, we have Ken R. as one of our chairs, facilitators. We have Cause S. And we have myself, Sue V. Our tech host is Mary Jo. And we have a point of safety, as if something becomes uncomfortable or feels unsafe, Dove is available on chat if you need to talk with her. Timekeepers, we're going to have Ken for the section, and Marty will do it for individuals. And she'll have it so that you can hear it, but she'll also say time, just so that you know. Participant introductions, we would love if you could add to the Zoom chat your name, your first name and initial, your WSO registration group, if you know it, if you're a delegate, and whatever country, state, or province you're in. And thank you for doing that. The next part of this will be our fellowship group vote process presentation. I'm going to stop this screen, and I'm going to bring up the presentation, and then we will have question and answer after that. And let me get this Zoom. Thanks. And I'm going to do it on the slideshow. Alrighty. Does everybody see it in front of you? All right, I'm seeing nodding of heads. So again, the purpose is where I've already just said it, but I'll say it again. We're here to provide information and answer questions about the voting process for the proposed new name, which is Adult Children of Alcoholics and Dysfunctional Families, ACAD. Our goal is to help group contacts share this information with their groups so they can make an informed decision. We're not here to debate specific names or the approved motion. We're simply here to support the groups in the new fellowship group voting process. What is the fellowship group vote process? The thing we thought might be really helpful and we're using because it really connects with us in our recovery as well as in our service work. And steps. We know steps are there for individual personal recovery. We know traditions are for personal recovery and for members when working together in service. And concepts are for personal recovery and for groups working together in world service. And the 12 concepts keep our world services and groups focused on carrying a consistent ACA message. And that's on BRB, page 615. What is a fellowship group vote? This is a vote across all registered meetings, intergroups, and regions that was initiated by a conference in ABC with an approved motion. As guided by Concept 1, the final responsibility and the ultimate authority for ACA World Services should always reside in the collective conscience of our whole fellowship. Why do we need fellowship group vote process? Delegates at the 2024 ABC recognized that the matter of changing the fellowship's name required fellowship-wide voting. This is because there are certain matters that may be fundamentally impact the future of ACA and therefore will benefit from a comprehensive fellowship vote. The name change is just the first one. There may be other items that will need to go beyond the conference and directly to the fellowship for review approval. For example, approval of a conference charter or any updates to foundational documents such as traditions, steps, and concepts. Next, I'm going to pass it over to Ken. And Ken, can you continue?
Thank you. So, fellowship group vote process. You know, the board's responsible to follow through on motions passed by the delegates. Now, prior to December of 24, ACAA had no approved process to conduct a fellowship vote. So the board worked with the ABC committees, other 12-step world services, and our delegates, and developed the draft that we presented. All of us are working together to create a fellowship process, and this is the beginning of our journey.
Thank you, Ken. Next slide.
On December 7th at the QDM, presented the fellowship group vote, and it was ratified with a 79.25% by the delegates at the meeting. And then the next QDM on February 1st, we had a minority opinion that was heard, but no revote was required. So now we had our process. Slide two. Okay. And now here's the process. It's 9 steps. You know, this is the fellowship's group vote. The conference will decide the board, will direct the board when to conduct a fellowship group vote by an approved motion. The board will have a webpage created with information and instructions. Each registered group will get 1 vote with a unique link for voting. Groups will be given a minimum of 4 months to vote. Because again, we're in 69 different countries. We've got over, 2,800 groups. We have 28 different languages. So there's a level of complexity, but we want to give people time to make an informed decision. And each vote will include a section for groups to state the reasons for why they voted one way or another. Substantial unanimity, more than 2/3 is needed for a vote to pass. Results of the vote will be posted within 2 weeks after the voting closes and also emailed out to all the groups. The voting results and the next steps will be added to the next ABC QDM agenda. Revisions to this process can only be made with conference approval. Slide, please. And this is where it began, and with the motion at last year's ABC. This was the approved motion, 024-6, to submit all ACA registered groups, meetings, intergroups, and regions for approval. To change the functional name of the fellowship to an adult children of alcoholics, dysfunctional families, ACAD. The top choice from the fellowship name study surveys. And Kaz will now review how we got here and where our journey started. Thank you.
Sure thing. Thank you, Ken. So this has been a long process. In 22, the ABC motion was approved to study on exploring a possible name change. In 24, the group vote was approved for that particular issue. Then also in 24 at the QDM, just mentioned, the actual process itself was approved. And again, in the February meeting, as just mentioned, there was no follow-up vote. So that's the process that we have. Now in 25, we're doing the fellowship group vote. It has not yet been scheduled, but it is certainly likely to begin sometime this summer. And then in 25 or 26, depending on when it actually does start and when that 4 months actually does end, the results will be brought back to the delegates for review to see what goes on after that. Just depends on what the vote is. Next slide. Just to give people an idea, this phrase, adult children of alcoholics and dysfunctional families, doesn't just arise out of the blue. In fact, the first time we can find that it was used was in 1998 on the very first draft of an ACA website. The sole draft page for that website includes that phrase. Then in 2006, the Big Red Book started using that phrase, only with a slash instead of and. And it's been used ever since. But it hasn't been the official technical name. And for many, many years, even well before 98, there have been proposals to change the fellowship name. And that has, in fact, been noted in the Big Red Book. And the quote is, in the past, questions have arisen about the wording of her fellowship name. There have been discussions with adding or removing words. Next slide, please. Okie doke. So in 22, as just pointed out, a motion was approved to study a name change. So then there were surveys in 23 and 24, two surveys and two town halls. And there were amazingly over 11,000 individual responses from 67 countries in 10 languages. So then in 24, sort of to repeat, it was determined that a name change would need to be approved by a fellowship group vote as opposed to merely a conference vote. And this is the number of people, or I should say registered groups, that will be contacted and asked to vote. No one is required to vote. And you can, if you do vote, you can even abstain from voting. Say, yes, we got it. We understood. We discussed it, but we're abstaining. Next slide. And this is the website. This is the main thing that we want to point you to for resources regarding the name change, the process that was followed for considering possible names out of all of the suggestions, 11,000 suggestions that were submitted. And it was very complex, and you're very welcome and free to go to the website and take a look at all of the material that's been posted regarding this process. And with regard to the process for the fellowship group voting itself, if you have any comments or questions, please send them to FGV, or for fellowship group voting, at acawso.org.
Thank you, Kent. Thank you, Kaz. And would you like me to click on the link so everyone can see the website?
That would be very useful, I think.
Yeah, and then maybe you could walk them through different sections for it.
Okay.
And do you see it?
Yes, showing on my screen. I hope other folks can see it. Starts out just saying fellowship group voting. Doesn't really say, oh, the name change. It is really about, mostly initially, about the fellowship group voting. So what it is, that's explained. Why it's important, that's explained. Now we get to the meat of the current vote. What are the groups voting on? And this is the name study. The next bullet or next little box is who's doing the voting. It's registered groups, individual groups, intergroups, and regions. They all have an individual vote. And I would like to point out that during the 4 months, you can change your vote. Whoever has been given authorization by the group to enter in the information that the group makes a decision on, the group can authorize them to change their vote. It's perfectly allowed because you have your voting link and you can change the comments that you make. The closing date is the final. So whatever is there in essentially the database, as of closing date, that's what will be counted as the vote. Okay, go ahead and roll up. And here's a timeline, what's already happened. You can see on the 22nd and 23rd, we talked about the vote process itself. And today we're talking about primarily the vote, excuse me, the name change vote, but also the process a little bit. And this presentation won't be repeated, but we're going to have another opportunity to address everything and answer any further questions during the ABC. Oh, yes, the town halls, they were recorded and the recordings will be available. I'm not sure if they're linked right at where it says voting process, but they will be linked somewhere in one of these little boxes below, if not there, at least. And I see the cursor has changed to a hand. So there you go. It does link from there. The agenda, the slides, the recording. Okay. And also those little boxes, you might as well close this and just show folks what happens when you click on a box. Pick a box, anyone. There you go. There's the group process and that the minority opinion was heard. There is looks like another link that will take you to the group vote and the results. And go ahead and click on the information about the name study because I had highlighted that in particular. There you go. That's the background and all of the materials that led to the particular proposal that was, in fact, approved for voting. Again, there's little boxes, click on those and you'll go to further materials. Okay. And then there's a list of frequently asked questions. Again, same sort of thing. You click on those and you'll get more information.
Okay.
Okay. I think I'm thinking.
I'll go back to the slide, and I think there's just one more.
Go to the next slide.
There you go.
And it says what we just went through, the recap of the process itself. And now it's a Q&A. And again, with regard to the name change itself, what we're focusing on today is primarily the process and the fact that of the motion that is going to be voted on. Here's the proposed name. If you approve it, vote in favor. If you don't approve it, vote against. And please feel free. In fact, you're highly encouraged to leave your comments. We thought this was a delightful name, or we think it stinks, or we just don't understand why you're bothering, so we're abstaining. You know, anything along those lines. And so now the floor is open for questions, and hopefully we'll have some answers, and I may be passing the answers on to folks with a great deal more knowledge and experience than I have.
Okay, and Kaz, I think we're trying for questions. While you're thinking about questions, you can raise your hand. We're thinking about questions being about 1 minute, extra 30 seconds. Did you want to do that?
No, yeah. I'll just repeat what you just said. 1 minute for your question, please, in case there are a lot. And then the answers might be from more than one person, but the whole answer will be limited to 2 minutes.
Okay. Thank you, Kaz.
Yeah, thank you for reminding. Appreciate it.
And so our timekeepers will check for the section. And I think we are good. So I'll let you, we have questions up to 10 if we need it. And Marty will be doing the individual timing. So over to you, Kaz.
Thank you. I see one hand from Beth L. Please unmute and lower your hand and go ahead and ask your question.
Hi, I'm Beth. I'm an adult child. I'm not sure how to lower my hand right now. Somebody did it for me. I have two questions. Is that 1 minute for me to say my question? Is that what it is?
Yes. If you have two and they might be long, please just wait to, you know, get back in line and raise your hand.
Okay.
An opportunity. Okay, but if you can do it, if they're short, fit it in 1 minute.
Okay. So my first question is, when is this already scheduled, and when is it going to happen? And then I think you already mentioned how long we have to vote for the whole voting process. And then my second question is, for our group, we're going to, is there a recommended process for within or coming to a group conscience on what we want our delegate to put, what vote we want them to put in for us? I can imagine it's a regular group conscience meeting. Okay, those are my questions. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. I'll answer the second one first because it's the simplest. This is a regular group conscience. Just do that. And if you want to be reminded, take a look at the Big Red Book, because it has a brief outline on how to have a group conscience. No different. Just have a group conscience. Now, as I mentioned, this has not been set, but it is assumed that it's going to happen, or start, I should say, in June or July. But there has been no setting of a particular start date right now. And again, as you noted, once there is a start date, it'll go for 4 months.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. And let's see, I see Mary Beth in California, and you're welcome to go.
Hi, I was just wondering if you could state the most compelling, and I'm sure there are, if there's more than one, the most compelling widespread arguments for changing the name. And has having the name of ACA caused any people to feel as though they were being excluded?
Well, I personally have heard enough to indicate to me that, in fact, some people have said that they didn't join until they noticed later that it was for dysfunctional families as well as alcoholic families. But how many that is, I have no way of knowing. Now, with regard to the first aspect of what are the pros and cons, or in particular, the pros for changing, or have there been any other impacts? That's really not the point of today's conversation, but to the extent that we have any information, I'll turn that over to Sue and anyone she wants to recognize additionally. Sue.
Thank you, Kaz. Yeah, I would suggest there's so much rich information on the website, and particularly for the NAMES study. And what we've done to make it easier for you on the fellowship group voting, you're going to see all the documents you need to see and really read, because you will see the feedback from everyone about it. And we also have linked you to the NAMES study on the service website, which has even more information. So take a look at it all and have a discussion. And that's why 4 months is a good time. Take your time, you know, take a look at what the information is. See what the 11,000 people were saying in these surveys. It's all there. It's very transparent. And then you can discuss it and make up your own minds in your group as to how you want to vote. Yes, no, with comments, or abstain if you feel that that's the right vote for your group. So I hope that helps, because the intent today is not to go through that, because there is so much information.
Thank you. All right. Right now, I don't see any further hands, so I'll again invite folks who have any questions to please feel free.
And it's not often we can take a breath, so everyone just take a breath, right? And really? Yeah, take a breath. And this is very thoughtful, and a hand is up.
A hand is up. So I'm going to hit the ask to unmute button, and I'll lower your hand for you.
Thank you for lowering my hand. Hi, I'm Dee. I'm a rep for one of the web meetings. I have a quick question. So in one of the votings that we're doing on the 13 proposals, there is a vote about changing the name to, I think, Adult Children Anonymous. So I guess my question is, if my group wants that to go to a vote, does that mean that we just say either no or abstain from this vote, and kind of, I guess, vice versa? Because I just want to be able to make sure that I present the information very clearly to my group, because we just did a vote about the ACA name. And for me to come back, I just want to make sure that I'm communicating clearly to them exactly what their options are. Thank you.
Okay. I will give you my perspective on this. If you prefer the ballot proposal, then you would best vote against the name change motion. However, I just let you know that the ballot proposal regarding the name change is not necessarily going to meet the approval process. And so it might not actually end up being voted on at the ABC. That might happen. And since the name change proposal hasn't yet even started, you can make up your mind after. For instance, you can see, oh, geez, this ballot proposal either wasn't approved at all, or it was approved and then failed. So, all right, now let's rethink what we're going to do with the proposal that is out for fellowship group voting altogether. That's just
who my has a point of information.
Somebody does. Who is that? Oh, Jim, go ahead.
No.
But Jim had a hand up, but then it went down. I'm not sure, but I just had a point of information when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready. That was my, you know, sort of delegate perspective gut reaction to the question. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Kaz. It's a great question. So these are two separate processes. Right now, you're voting on ballots proposals, and those ballot proposals are not necessarily whether you agree or you don't agree. It is, this is a good topic for the ABC. So all our groups are voting. We wanted to have the different topics brought to the ABC on the agenda. And it needs to have two-thirds in order to be on the agenda. So we don't know. Voting goes till April the 7th. And so we don't know what the results are going to be until then. It may be on the agenda. It may not be on the agenda. Nobody knows. So that's the first thing. Keep them separate. Just focus on that, whether you think this is a topic you want at the 2025 ABC agenda. The second piece on the fellowship group voting, wait until after the 2025, because we're not going to schedule the voting until after that. And then your group can discuss fellowship group voting, rediscuss maybe, or discuss fellowship group voting on the proposed name. And it'll either be yes, it'll be no, or it'll be abstain. We don't know. So just keep them separate. And I know it's confusing seeing these two things at the same time. And there's nothing we can do about it. And let's just keep them baby steps, one step at a time. Thanks.
Thank you. And Beth has her hand up, so I'll ask to unmute and lower your hand. Beth.
Okay, thank you. So we had a question about why we were voting for what's going to be on the ballot. We have 13 issues.
Mm-hmm.
And is there, or what's going to be on the agenda for the conference, right? Mm-hmm. So I guess there's a time limit. That's what we were figuring, is that it would be too much to do all 13. Is there a number that you're striving for?
No, you know, ma'am.
Why are we voting on that? It doesn't seem obvious to me.
Okay. It is actually a pre-existing and fairly long-standing process for determining what issues the membership feels are important enough to bring to the ABC. It's done for every single ABC. People suggest however many motions they feel like suggesting. The ballot proposal committee takes a look at those, tries to help clarify the language, reduce repetition. If two motions are about similar topics, they suggest you guys get together and try and consolidate that into one motion. Anyway, there's that winnowing process. And then it says, the committee says, okay, we have a list of things that have been proposed. Now, the fellowship, tell us what's important. And there is no number. And sometimes that means we just don't have time to get to them all. And so the issues aren't dealt with at the ABC. They may be dealt with in the past. It's been at the next coming QDM. Before there were QDMs, yeah, it was postponed for a full year. So in any event, no, there is no number that is a minimum or maximum. It really is how much time do we have, and what does the membership say they think is important enough to have a discussion about? The actual vote up or down comes only on those that are important enough to address. Pass.
So just a follow-up question.
If you have a follow-up, could you please stand in line again? Although I don't see any other hands. So
other than cause, point of information, I think Mary Jo may be able to help a little bit with the ballot proposal. So I'd call upon her. And then maybe I don't see anyone else in line. So Beth could do it.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right.
Would that be okay? Thanks.
Yeah.
Actually, I just wanted to be sure that your question was answered, Beth, if that was if that was a sufficient answer, because I wasn't sure that that was your question.
Yeah, it was my question. And I just, are the items then prioritized by the number of votes? That's my follow-up question.
Yeah, whatever number, however many ballot proposals make it onto the agenda because they got 66 and two-thirds votes, the ones with the most votes go first in line. The only exception to that might be if another decision is dependent on one of those proposals, and it might be moved further into the front of the line. But and then because there's so much to be done in the 2 days, we're hoping that then some of them may be held over to a quarterly delegate meeting or something, but that's to be determined.
Okay, thanks. Yep, my question was answered.
Super, thanks. It worked out great. Glad you didn't have to get back in line. Okay, are there any other questions? I thought I saw a hand go up briefly, but I'm not sure. There's one. Oh, BP.
Yeah, this one's kind of off topic a little bit, but for the proposals, one group put in like a whole bunch of them. There's no limit to how many proposals one meeting can put in. Thanks.
And I'm going to ask Mary Jo to answer that question, because Mary Jo, there's nothing in there that prevents groups, I think, in our process currently.
At this point, yeah, there is no limit to how many an individual group can submit. As guidelines are changed, maybe that will be changed too, who knows, but for the time being, that's the way it is. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sue. That's exactly who I was going to talk to. Okay. Now Jim has his hand up. I'll unmute you or ask you to unmute, and I'll lower your hand. Jim, you're muted still. You have to do that.
There we go. Yeah, I just wanted to help add some clarity. The ballot process begins in August, and that's when the World Services asks groups around the world, is there something you think could be done to make for a better organization? And the answers to that question have to arrive by the end of September. So this fellowship voting opportunity wasn't even decided until December. So all those 13 ballots were offered a lot earlier. So that this year we have this kind of a crossing paths. But as Sue pointed out too, while we're talking about it all today, the ballot initiatives will be addressed soon. In a couple of weeks, we'll know which items are going to be on the agenda. And we will go through the ABC entirely before we return to this idea of the fellowship group voting, which is likely to start after the ABC. I mean, technically we could do it now, but we thought it might be best to let the ABC sort of settle into place. And additionally, I believe there's a revision of the website on the horizon, and we thought it might be best to have that sort of in place as well before confusing everyone with all kinds of things. So that hopefully will add to explaining, you know, the process and what's on the horizon. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. Any further questions? Hard to believe we've answered all the questions. I bet there's one rattling around someplace. Please feel free to ask it. Oh, Mahet.
Can you hear me?
Can now, yes, sir.
Yeah, hi. So I came late to the meeting, and I represent I'm the new delegate for the 5:45 adult Becoming Your Own Loving Parent meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And I was completely caught off guard about this name change thing. It's the first time I'd heard about it. And so I just wanted to be clear that the change that's being put forward is that slash is going to be replaced with an and then the abbreviation is going to become ACAD, right? That's the only change. That's what's up for vote, right?
Well, that's not exactly my understanding, but rather than say what I understand, why don't I ask Brad to describe actually what is being changed?
Yeah, thanks. The name of the organization is Adult Children of Alcoholics World Service Organization is the legal name, and in the all of the literature, it is ACA, Adult Children of Alcoholics. And what the name study was about was changing the functional name. It's already on the website with a slash between alcoholics and dysfunctional families, but we're talking about that the functional name would be changed in the literature where it's referred to as Adult Children of Alcoholics. It would be referred to as Adult Children of Alcoholics and dysfunctional families, and the acronym, like you said, would go from ACA to ACAD.
Does that clarify your question? Mahat.
Yeah, it does. Thank you. So that would require for all of the newly printed textbooks to have that text change made. So every reference to ACA would then become or every reference to adult children of alcoholics, it would then become adult children of alcoholics and dysfunctional families.
Well, let me refer that follow-up to Sue to explain what the actual impact of the name change study might be and when it might happen, actually.
Thank you. Thank you for the question. The literature itself, I'm the chair of publishing, and so the literature itself over the years has put in adult children of alcoholics and dysfunctional families. So it is there. What we would be doing is making sure that the old language of adult children of alcoholics, if it's still in some flyers or trifolds and things, then we'll make sure that we change it. If it's still in the literature, we'll look at it. But for the most part, we've been growing into this name, if you will, since for the past almost 30 years right now. So this would really formalize the approval from the fellowship itself about this name. And of course, move the logo from ACA to ACAD.
Yes, I wanted to clarify it would have an impact on the logo itself because that just says ACA right now, and that logo appears all over the place. So, in addition, much literature, especially in the Big Red Book, says ACA or says ACOA rarely, sometimes. So, all of those would need to be changed as well to ACAD. Is that correct?
That's so correct. That would be the most significant.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, thank you. Any further questions? We've got two. I will go to D, if you would unmute, and I'll lower your hand.
Thank you. I'm sorry. I just have a quick question to go back to the ballot proposal. I know this is off topic, but I'm confused about where I am supposed to actually do the voting. I'm like, because I've talked to my group about everything, but I just realized I actually don't know where the link is. Where should I find that? Because I don't see it in the email, and I also don't see it on the website. So if someone could direct me, I greatly appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you. Sue, can you answer that, please?
Yeah, I'd ask Mary Jo to post the link. I think she just did. And I think that link that's in the chat right now, Dee, will give you the link for the voting. There's a voting for the ballot proposals. Is that correct, Mary Jo? Did you want
Yes,
to
it's the
elaborate on
link
that?
to the ballot prep page, and on that page, if you scroll down, you'll find the link to the English ballot or whatever language you need.
Okay, and then they just go into it, and it's a monkey survey voting system.
SurveyMonkey, yeah, they just go and they fill out the survey. They need to know their meeting number and so on, and then they just enter their votes.
Okay, and you have until April the 7th, D.
Okay. Al has raised his hand, so I'll ask.
Kaz, I just wanted to say one other thing about
Oh,
that.
please go right ahead.
So, and it is on the front page of the adultchildren.org website. There's a big box with green ballot voting for WSO registered groups. So if you forget the link that Mary Jo posted, that's fine. Just go to the adultchildren.org website, look for the big box with ballot voting, and there's a link right there for you.
Thank you, Brad. Could you put that link in the chat as well? And then Dee and others can save the chat so they have it.
Just adultchildren.org.
Yeah.
Okay, while that's going on, I guess unless there's more, then we'll go to Al.
Thank you. My question is, and it's sort of a statement. I assume that if the name change is successful, that we would do this in a sequential and not a mass basis, that each time a publication or a pamphlet were up for review, the name would be changed.
You want me to take that, Cos?
Yeah, I think so. It's because it raises another issue. What happens if the ballot proposal passes before to change the name before there's even been the full fellowship vote?
So I think the good news is the experts in the room will be at the conference 2025 ABC, the delegates. And so all of you here, I'm hoping that all of your groups are going to be sending delegates to the 2025 ABC. And so we'll see if that proposal for Adult Children Anonymous goes to the 2025 ABC. Again, we don't know one way or the other. But if it is there, and we also have the fellowship group vote, then we'll be talking about it. And I will come back to the original question, which was what happens if the name change is approved? And if the name change is approved, we will put a project plan in place in publishing with the staff to do this economically and efficiently, so that we will look at how to do the changes and plan it out. And when we go for the next print of a book, then we'll make sure that the changes are in place before we put the order in. So it'll be very scheduled and progressive. We always follow the delegate direction at the ABC, so we will make that happen with the staff. And I hope that answers the question.
What about the conflict in votes if they come out to have a conflict? The ballot proposal passes and the name is supposed to be changed, but then does that supersede the fellowship vote? I think not,
So the
because the
implement,
doesn't say that.
yeah, the implementation inside World Service in publishing and staff will not happen until there's clear direction. We're not going to jump the gun. We're going to have clear direction. When we do it, it'll be very thoughtful. If there is an issue that has to be addressed, the delegates themselves will address that at the annual business conference. I trust the collective group conscience of our delegates. They'll figure it out. Thanks.
Very good. And let's see. Looks like Jim has raised his hand, please.
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to take a step back for a moment to look at the ballot voting. It's well advised to talk amongst your group over the 13 items and come up with an answer to each before you start to register a vote, because there's no way to like go through five or six and then put it on pause and go back to filling out the ballot. It creates a lot of problems. It doesn't work that way. So talk amongst yourselves, come up with the answers for all the ballot proposals, and then proceed to put the answers into the form. Thank you.
Thank you. I don't see any more hands.
Brad has a point of information, maybe. He has a check mark.
Yeah. Check mark? Yes. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, if your group is not feeling that they can handle all 13, I hear this a lot. There's too many ballot items. We can't discuss them all. So we're not going to do any. There is the option of choosing a handful of ballot items that are most important to your group, and then just abstaining on all of the other items. You know, I would say that we love participation at WSO and would love everybody to do every ballot item, but we're very much aware of that some is better than none.
Thank you. Couldn't agree more. Any further questions? Oh, there we go. Al.
I would just offer a final solution after Brad's eloquent solution, and that is the cheese slicing solution, and that is you, after every meeting, do one or two ballots and have someone collect the input, and then the task is not as heavy as doing all at the same time. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Any other points of information and or questions? Oops. Yes, Madeline.
Yes, I would love to say thank you for this town hall, because the slides, the comments, it's very clear what we're doing, and I really do appreciate y'all taking the time to do this. Thanks a bunch.
Well, bless your heart. Thank you, ma'am. Beth.
Oh, well, we're already at 10 o'clock, but being concerned with the 13 ballot items for our group, we only have one meeting before the April 7th deadline. And is it just a yes and a yes or a no on whether we think these issues should be, like, maybe they don't impact us, so we would say, well, that's not that important? Or, I mean, the way I just heard it talked about was that there might be more discussion needed, you know, if to do one or two after every meeting, or but the bottom line, it's just yes or no, right? Or abstain?
Yeah, yeah. Right? Yes, no, or no opinion. Yeah, if you don't get through all of them, you can still vote on the ones that you did get through, and the rest of them will be no opinion by default. You're perfectly welcome to do that. And that, you know, it's the yes if you think it should be discussed. However, if your group doesn't think it's important, you're entitled to say no. Even though other people might think it should be discussed, your group is autonomous and can decide how you want.
But it's the yes that has the weight to it to kind of put it on the ballot.
Well, the yes and no have
and
weight.
And the no. Okay.
Not including, abstaining, those don't have much weight. So it really doesn't matter. You can not cast a vote at all, or you can cast an abstention. But the ones that count are yeses and noes.
And, yes, I want it to be discussed, and no, it's just not important enough. Or I hate it, you know, either way, whatever your reason for voting against.
Okay. Yeah. I think I got it. Okay.
Yeah. But you're forced to either say yes, no, or no opinion, because it won't let you go on to the next one until you've done that. And you have to get to the end and say submit to actually submit your ballot. So
that's a very good point.
That's why it's always good. And when I did this in my own home groups, is that we would do it and then we would keep a list. And then the person who was keying into Monkey Survey had the list, and they just did it at one time.
That's superb. Yeah, you can clearly see I'm not a person who has ever actually cast a vote. So I'm not familiar with that.
I love the idea.
So how should we?
So if there's no further questions, we're going to move to the next section, and we may be finishing early, which is fine, or we may continue. Just a reminder that the website and the slides that you saw are available for you to share with your groups. You can screen share them, or if you're meeting in person, you can bring them to your meetings. So you're going to have a lot of information, and the slides are really good from a summary perspective, but bring anything that you think as well. You're going to have the recordings. So you can pick and choose what information you need. So I'm going to ask Ken to go next. And Ken, I've asked you to do the conclusion and thank you. So why don't you lead us in that? And I will just bring up the agenda while you're doing that. And Ken, are you there? You might just.
Yes, I am. I was on mute, so my apologies. Thank you, Sue. And again, I'd like to thank the 20 people that are spending their Saturday evening with us here tonight. And thank you for your questions and thank you for your concern. Yeah, as we said earlier in the presentation, and specifically on slide 8, this is your process. The fellowship group voting is a process that belongs to the delegates. And, you know, we need to encourage people to, you know, register for the conference, get informed for the conference, ask their questions. There's a lot of information on the available web pages. And as in fellowship group voting, we have an email. There's other opportunities where you can ask questions to get yourself informed, to help you with group consciousness. We want you to be comfortable with the process, and this is your process. We in the beginning we said this is Rev 1. There's going to be changes to this. You're going to look at it and say, well, we need to improve this or improve that. It's your process, and encourage you to do that. It's important to have these town halls to create the environment where we can ask questions, but also listen and listen to the concerns that people have. Obviously, there's issues with the balloting that we need to be sensitive to. There certainly is issues with going to a fellowship group vote, which we've never done before, and make sure we do it as cleanly as we can. And we're trying to take our time and to do it well. But again, I thank you for participating. The folks tonight, the folks tomorrow morning, folks will have another opportunity to review the program and ask their questions. The agenda information has a resource column at the bottom. And that talks about the fellowship group voting website, talks about the name study information, talks about the ABC information, talks about how you register as a delegate. and talks about the service website, the delegate direction from the ABC. So there's a lot of information there to help you. And, you know, we're very sensitive to the fact that there's always a lot of new delegates that, you know, we'll have 20, 30 new delegates that are, you know, that are at the conference that we try to support and provide, training for and help it be a positive experience for them. And again, Sue, is there anything else that that you would like to add in conclusion? No,
I think that's good. The only thing I thought of when we were coming into the call, and that is just to remind everyone, if you're not aware, about the upcoming annual World Convention. And perhaps, Brad, you could put it in the chat for everyone. But the annual World Convention online, and it goes April 4th on a Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, goes around the world, around the clock, till 9 p.m. on Saturday evening Eastern. So there's a web link there. There's time to register. You can even register on the day of if you need to. But we'd love to see you there as well. And as I mentioned earlier in the meeting, registering a delegate for all of your groups, it's so important to have a voice and in this fellowship. And often when we come in, we haven't had a voice. I'll speak in the eye. And so this is a great opportunity for you to have a voice, to listen and have a voice. So we hope to see even more delegates coming in. And as Ken said, it's okay to be a new delegate. We love new delegates. We'll help support you through that process.
And Brad has an item.
Okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify. I've gotten a lot of questions about, do I have to be a delegate to attend the annual World Conference? Now, being a delegate is for the annual business conference, which is the business meeting. The annual, I said annual World Conference, I meant annual World Convention. Yeah. Annual World Convention is a 24 hour plus thing where there's lots of recovery events. Anybody can go. Any ACA can go. You just go on, sign up for it. You get your link. We're going to have a 1,000-person Zoom room in there. There's going to be plenty of room for everybody. It goes around the clock. So that means there will be a time for you in whatever time zone that you live in. So if anyone says you have to be a delegate, that's just not right. It's the conference is for every ACA.
Thank you for that clarification. Yeah. The annual World Convention, as Brad is saying, is a recovery. It's a fellowship. And everyone is welcomed. And so just go on and spread the word and register. The annual business conference is a business meeting of delegates. And maybe that's the way to think about it. And there's a way to register as a delegate once your group decides. But you can also be an observer. You can register as an observer and just listen and watch. So that's also a really great opportunity to get to know that if you're not ready to be a delegate. Do be an observer this year and be a delegate next year. So there's just so many opportunities to engage. Easy does it. You know, do it slowly according to what you need. Yeah. Are there any questions on that? And I can stop screen sharing if there's some questions on that, because that's important to understand the differences about that. And I don't see all the screens, so are there any questions at all? And you're muted, Cos, so you know.
Sorry. That's okay. Always forget.
No worries.
I'm not seeing any hands in the participant list.
Okay, so if there are no more questions, I'm going to ask for a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Okay. And if you didn't get enough at the meeting today, there's another town hall information session tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Eastern. And no objection to motion to adjourn from anyone, I assume. And let's close with the serenity prayer. And Brad, do you want to close with the serenity prayer?
Sure. Do a deep breath. Today, I seek the serenity to accept the people I cannot change, the courage to change the one I can, and the wisdom to know that one is me. I seek patience for the changes that take time, and appreciation for all that I have, and acceptance for those who did different struggles, and the strength to get up and try again.
One day at a time.
Thank you all so much for coming and for participating, listening, asking questions. It's been wonderful to see everyone, and really appreciate you coming in. And have a great rest of your evening or afternoon or wherever you are in the world. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll stop the recording, and thank you all.